Is your heart burning this morning? Mine is, and it isn't the heartburn that I get from eating my chili recipe. I think they call that acid reflux. The kind of burning I'm talking about causes joy. Joy in my soul because I belong to the Lord. Joy because He knows me inside and out. This kind of burning makes me sing. I've got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart. Where? Down in my heart. Where? Down in my heart. I've got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart. Down in my heart to stay. And I'm so happy, so very happy. I've got the love of Jesus in my heart. And I'm so happy, so very happy. I've got the love of Jesus in my heart. As we read earlier in Luke, we know that the disciples experienced this same burning soul sensation when Jesus appeared to them. Picture the two disciples walking from Jerusalem to Emmaus on the day that Jesus rose from the dead. They're sad and they're confused. Sad because their hope died on a cross and was buried in a tomb. Confused because they've heard reports that the tomb was found empty and that there were angels saying that Jesus was alive. As they traveled, Jesus joined them, although they did not recognize him. Recognizing Jesus in our daily lives can be hard. Sometimes we're just too fixed on our own sadness and confusion, just like the disciples. We don't always expect for Jesus to show up in the ways that he does. Sometimes Jesus reveals himself to us in an unexpected way. He might not appear to us in some big way, but in a small everyday encounter. Maybe it's through the kindness of a stranger, a comforting conversation with your spouse, or a peaceful moment during prayer. Sometimes it takes time for us to realize that these moments Jesus is working in our lives. Just as it took time for the disciples to understand that Jesus was the one that was walking with them. As they walked along, Jesus listened to their doubts and their disappointments. It was pretty obvious they had a preconceived notion of who Jesus was, what he had come to do, and how he should do it. He patiently takes the time to show them the bigger picture. He showed them everything that had happened, his suffering, death, resurrection. He showed them God's perfect plan. They still did not recognize him. It was only when he sat with them, broke bread, and shared a meal that their eyes were finally opened. They realized that Jesus had been with them the whole time. That's when they ask each other, were not our hearts burning with us while he talked with us on the road and opened the scriptures to us? Their experience with Jesus had been emotional. It stirred them up on the inside. It moved their hearts. And then when that happened, they couldn't help but share. They got up and they rushed back to Jerusalem to share the news. They went eagerly to share their joy and sing their song. There are many stories in the scripture that can serve as models for us of how to approach our lives as disciples. This story of the road to Emmaus is one that I have committed to as my 2025 walk with Jesus. I desire to spend time with the Lord and keep a burning heart. I want to be the kind of friend, sister, aunt, wife, mother that joins others in their journey. I want to be a good listener. I want to keep my eyes open so that I can see Jesus in other people. I want to see him more clearly in my life. I want to rush back to my Jerusalem and share my faith and joy with the world. In today's message, I pray that our eyes are open so that we can recognize that Jesus is with us, that our hearts burn with joy as we see our story wrapped up in his, and that we are eager to share the joy of his resurrection. Maintaining a burning heart for God requires intentionality. we must continually fan the flames. Imagine a campfire that slowly dwindles and eventually burns out. Those that are around it, including yourself, are now standing in the cold and the dark. What happened? I know I would much rather have plenty of firewood to keep it burning, piling it up so that the flames reach the sky. Let's talk about some of the ways to keep our hearts on fire for Jesus. Well, the first thing that we can do is we can seek to know Jesus himself. You know, getting to know more deeply requires a real effort. God told Israel in Jeremiah, "You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart." Knowing facts and truths about Jesus without knowing Jesus himself is like gathering logs but never putting them on the fire. Knowledge will not keep our hearts burning. Jesus will. Secondly, we can keep prayer constant. 1 Thessalonians 5:17 says to pray continually. Ongoing communication with God keeps love alive. Walking and talking with God throughout our day about the big things, the trivial things, and everything in between, that constant closeness with God becomes a pilot light, just like the one that's on a furnace. It instantly ignites when it's needed. Prayer keeps our hearts warm and ready. We can study God's Word. The Bible provides life-giving and saving instructions that bless us and benefits us. Getting to know God through His Word helps us to become more like Him and more like the people that He created. Exercising our faith. Can you imagine standing around an unlit fire pit? Well, on a freezing cold day, we're going to stand there and we're going to talk about how toasty a warm fire would be. Well, talk is cheap, but action gets results and moves things along. Our faith, our ability to trust God in the things we cannot see, do on our own or control, will grow as we use it. We can practice praise and thanksgiving. Have you ever seen a sign that reads, "In case of a fire, keep the door closed"? Well, fire safety instructors will tell you it is because opening the door will allow the oxygen in and will accelerate the fire. A life of praise and thanksgiving is like opening the door of our heart and adding oxygen to the fire. When we praise God, when we acknowledge who He is and we thank Him, we recognize what He does for us and others, it provides so much more oxygen than we can provide in our hearts when we keep the door closed. When it comes to praise and thanksgiving, don't play it safe. Open wide the doors of your heart and watch the fire of His love spread. Make time for being. Fires have a rhythm. They don't just burn, burn, burn. Fires also rest. Consider white coals. That ashy appearance makes them seem like they're not doing much, but underneath the surface exists the hottest portion of the fire. God created us for rhythm and rest too. Finding a balance between doing and being as a follower of Jesus is very important. It's easy for us to fall into that trap of never stopping or resting. But regular practice of rest for our body, mind, and spirit will go a long way, keeping that fire of our heart burning bright. Worship is a lifestyle. Psalm 34 says, "I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth." Worshiping God, honoring God with our whole self, goes beyond a once-a-week occurrence. Can you imagine lighting a bonfire on a Saturday and walking away from it for a week and then coming back to it expecting it to still be burning? While weekly church body worship is needed, and it's often powerful, so is our daily lifestyle of worship. When we practice honoring and responding to God in our work, recreation, conversations, quiet times throughout the week, our lives become an offering of worship to God that burns strong and true. This one is my favorite, loving and serving. Love isn't love until you give it away. Love was never meant to be consumed or possessed. God's love has always been meant to share. If you've ever read about how forest fires start and spread so rapidly, you know it's often caused by the means of a firebrand, which is a tiny ember of fire that floats in the air from one area to the next. If you want to keep your heart on fire and watch God's love spread, simply share what you have beyond yourself. You will be amazed by what God can do as a firebrand of His love through you. Walk daily in the Holy Spirit. Galatians 5:25 says that since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Do you want to keep your heart on fire for Jesus? Well, walk with the starter, the maintainer, the spreader of spiritual fire, the Holy Spirit. Acts 2 verses 3 through 4 says that they saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit. Jesus promised that when he physically left this earth, that we would not be alone. Walking step by step and daily with the Holy Spirit will set and keep our hearts on fire. God's Holy Spirit is his promised gift to us. And lastly, continuing a life of growth. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power, together with all the Lord's holy people, to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Ephesians 3, verses 17 through 19. Fires that never expand eventually burn out, and the fire of our heart is no different. I encourage you to continue to learn and grasp how wide and long and high God's love is for you and for others. Continue to be a student of life and love and of God and people. Most importantly, continue to seek just how big God is and all that he can do in your life and in his kingdom. A heart that is on fire for Jesus is what you're after. So grow and expand as God leads you. Have plenty of firewood. Watch your flame and trust the Lord. So today's final Jeopardy question. Can you name one of the 10 ways to keep our hearts on fire for Jesus? Seek Jesus. Prayer. Study the Word. Use your faith. Praise and thanksgiving. Rest. Lifestyle of worship. Love and serve. Walk with the Spirit. And grow.